From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He could not have been more fabulous. That's Rob Center, our producer. The man with the gloves in the newsroom is Mr. Matt Cotrillo with his 409 in his hand. So we appreciate him keeping everything safe and sanitary there. Kevin Herr is up in the corner office with his feet up. We don't know quite what he's doing, but I'm sure it's important. On the news line with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is a professional movie critic, a women in cinema advocate, and author. His appearances are always sponsored by the Campus Theater Lewisburg. He comes in here and typically gives us a fabulous movie review, but he is quarantined at home in the interest of safety and taking fabulous care of his super family of four. And we appreciate you checking in, Movie Mike. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you. Sorry I can't be there in person, but like you said, we got to stay safe, and I hope everybody listening is doing likewise.
Well, I know you're doing some work from home, so I know that that is happening, and you're keeping an eye on the movie industry, where every time I look at the AP, they say, oh, another movie, push back, cancel. Tell us about the impact this coronavirus is having on the movie industry.
Well, it looks like right now we're not really going to have much of a summer movie season. The studios are scrambling to find new release dates for all the big movies that were supposed to come out. Between now and the end of summer. And, of course, the issue is that we don't know how long theaters are going to be closed. So in a lot of cases, the studios are afraid to go with projections that maybe by June or July theaters will be back open because we really don't know for sure, and they don't want to drop movies out there before audiences are ready to come back. So a whole bunch of movies have moved their release dates. Now, some are still going to come out this year. Wonder Woman 84 was supposed to come out beginning of June. It has moved to mid-August. The SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, which your kids are dying to see, I'm sure, moves from May to July 31st. Top Gun Maverick, the long-awaited Top Gun sequel with Tom Cruise, is moving from June to December 23rd. And A Quiet Place 2, which was supposed to have opened 2 weeks ago, is moving to September 4th. So those big movies we'll still see this year, presumably. A bunch of other ones have bumped to 2021. That includes Ghostbusters Afterlife, the latest film in that franchise. That's moving to March 2021. The animated movie Minions, The Rise of Gru, is bumping back an entire year from July 2020 to July 2021. And then the comic book movie Morbius and Peter Rabbit 2 are both also moving to 2021. So we're seeing all these movies that we were excited to see here in the next few months getting bumped back to later in the year or next year.
Now, are we going to see businesses, movie houses per se, either theaters or movie makers? Is this going to put some of the movie industry out of business permanently?
That is a concern, and in fact, I was just reading an article this morning about the AMC theater chain and how the company that, I don't really understand all the finances of it, but the company that rates their financial well-being has said that they don't have enough liquidity to make it past midsummer, and so that the AMC chain might have some problems there financially. So I think that's the big question. If this stretches on long enough, it's going to be harder for theaters to reopen. There will be a lot of financial losses, and we don't really know what those chains will do to try to stay afloat. So everything right now is kind of a big question mark in that area, but it certainly doesn't look optimistic.
Well, there's also a COVID-related death of Adam Schlesinger. Tell us about that. Might not be a household name, but folks informed like yourself certainly know of him.
Yeah, this one hit me pretty hard. Adam Schlesinger, if you don't know the name, you absolutely know his work. He won 3 Emmys writing songs for the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. He was nominated for an Oscar for writing the theme song from the Tom Hanks movie That Thing You Do. You may remember that was about a one-hit wonder in the 60s. He wrote the song that entire movie is based around. And he was best known for being the guitarist and songwriter and occasional vocalist in the band Fountains of Wayne, who had a big hit about 15, 16 years ago called Stacy's Mom. And I'm a huge Fountains of Wayne fan. If people only know this band from Stacy's Mom, you really should go and listen to their other songs because they just had so much great music. And he was such a phenomenal talent. He could write these amazingly catchy hooks, very witty lyrics. And he passed away at the age of 52 from complications due to the coronavirus.
Well, and at this point, have there been any other sort of celebrities that have contracted the disease? Very, very fortunately, we don't have to report anybody else has died. And that's a, you know, ultra household name. But other individuals that have it?
Absolutely. Of course, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson famously came down with it. Idris Elba has tested positive. NBA star Kevin Durant has been tested positive for it. Andy Cohen, who's the host of What Happens Live on Bravo. Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein, who's now in prison, deservedly so, contracted coronavirus in the system. Prince Charles has it. Rocker Jackson Brown, who, of course, those of us who grew up in the 70s and 80s remember his music very well. And CNN's Chris Cuomo is another one who came out this week and announced that he has tested positive for it.
He's supposedly broadcasting out of his basement, although there's some question about that. So, but that's for another topic, another day. But, okay, so we're holed up at home, and hopefully you got cable, and you have an opportunity, and digital cable, I guess. You need, an Ethernet cable hooked to your TV these days. What's on TV, maybe lighter viewing? You said you were compiling a list of the most underrated comedies.
Yeah, I did Netflix and Hulu in the last couple weeks. So this week I came up with a couple comedies that you can stream for free on Amazon Prime if you need a little pick-me-up right now, because the news is kind of depressing. First up is Late Night. This is a movie that came out last year and was on my 10 best list. Emma Thompson plays a David Letterman-type late-night talk show host who looks to save her job by hiring a female writer played by Mindy Kaling, who wrote the screenplay. And this movie is so smart and funny that I saw it twice. It's a really great, smart, intelligent film with a point of view. It's not just a dumb comedy about a talk show host. It really has something to say on the subject of women and diversity hiring and things like that. So that's called Late Night. Another one I recommend is Instant Family. A childless couple played by Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne adopt a teenage girl and her younger siblings. And as a two-time adopted parent myself, I can tell you that this feel-good movie has a lot of important insight into the adoption process. That's one I would definitely recommend for anybody who's interested in adoption. And another one I'm going to recommend is called The Overnight, which people probably have not heard of. Adam Scott and Taylor Schilling spend the night at the home of a wild and crazy couple after their kids have a play date. I don't want to spoil what happens next, but I nearly fell off my couch laughing, and I would recommend that you don't let your own children in the room when you watch this one. It's definitely rated R.
All right, so we'll look at that.
Overnight.
Okay, super. So, and if you're not already enjoying some of the services of Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime, you can sign up for those if you have a smart TV, right? So you could, even if you haven't in the past, now would be an okay time to do so.
Right, you can get subscriptions to them, and of course Disney Plus is another hot one. They're releasing their movie Onward, which was in theaters when the theaters all shut down, to Disney Plus today, and that's another film I highly recommend. So if you have Disney Plus and you're looking for something to watch as a family, Onward hits today.
Onward, okay, so we'll watch out for that. All right, well, we'll give you an additional remark. Anything else to add about really all that the this is your entertainment industry on COVID, please?
Yeah, I mean, this is just a minor example of what's happening in the world right now. Obviously, what happens with movies and stuff is not nearly as important as what's going on with people. So I just hope that everybody follows the recommendations. Stay home, be safe, wash your hands, and hopefully we'll be able to get everything back to normal sooner rather than later, and we'll be able to enjoy going to the movies again.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Movie Mike. Same to you. Be safe. And I know that you're taking every precaution that can be to protect you and your family. So best of luck at that. And keep spirits high. And we'll keep checking in to find out about the entertainment industry, the TV and movie industries as they continue to evolve on COVID. Thank you so much, Movie Mike.
Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, a professional movie critic, a women in cinema advocate and author, and his appearances are always sponsored by the Campus Theater at Lewisburg.